Arthur Mutambara received a royal welcome from relatives who turned out in force. Out of the crowd of close to 1,500 people, he estimates at least half were related to him. Mutambara, a former NASA scientist, told the crowd that a new generation of leaders had to fight for democracy and peacefully overcome the ZANU-PF government of President Robert Mugabe. The Mutambara village, named after his family in the eastern Manicaland province, became one of the first liberated zones during the anti-colonial war of the 1970s.
I'm coming back home to talk to people where I grew up and then inform them of the decision I made. Zimbabwe needs a new generation of freedom fighters. And these are the freedom fighters. And I'm coming back to our village to inspire them and encourage them to be active in their own emancipation.
Chiefs and other traditional leaders who are usually viewed as being aligned to the ruling ZANU-PF party attended the rally. Mutambara embraced their presence, saying that they had been mistreated by the ruling party and cautioned them to stay out of politics.
The chiefs should be a custodian of all the people, so we are not even interested in having the chiefs supporting our party. The chiefs must accommodate all the political parties in the country. We've always said ZANU has abused chiefs in this country. So the opposition, the democratic forces in the country should be asking all the chiefs to stay out of politics. The chiefs, you must make sure you allow democratic practice among your people so they can join whichever party they want.
Mutambara faction leaders from Western Zimbabwe also attended the rally. The leaders, members of the Indibele tribe, said they wanted to show people they were glad that Mutambara, from the majority Shona tribe, was their leader. Legislator Moses Mzila said he and colleagues from the Matabeleland province went to Manicaland for the first time since the party was formed 6 years ago.
It's actually coming deep down from my heart. I feel it. I'm not even forcing myself. Petrol is a problem in this country. But we managed to talk deep down in our pockets and come down here. And I feel the greatest thing that I've ever done.
Mutambara also reassured voters in his district that an MDC government would not reverse the chaotic land reform program initiated by ZANU-PF. He said, "We will not take away land from the people, but we will conduct a productive assessment to see who is using the land productively and who is not." Peter Thornycroft for VOA News, Harare.